Hey there, how you doing?
Good. Just another quiet summer session in Washington, D.C. Nothing to really work on. No scandals to investigate or even talk about.
There's a lot going on. But what we're doing now is seeing if we can amend this immigration bill to get something to actually address the broken immigration system we have. So that's the issue between now and 4th of July, I would say, on the Senate side, immigration.
I was just mentioning that the Congressional Budget Office is claiming that the border security that is being touted by Marco Rubio and others in this bill as it sits now would still allow 75% of illegals who want to come across the border to get in. That doesn't sound very secure to me.
Doesn't to me either. That isn't a study that I've seen, but you say that's coming from the Congressional Budget Office?
Yes, the Congressional Budget Office just put that out yesterday when they were saying that it would not add to the budget deficit. But as you kind of read down through it, they point out that it would only stop about 25% of the illegals that will still continue to come across the border.
Well, I have to put a lot of stock in that, and here's why. The Congressional Budget Office is a bipartisan office. It's not the function of the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. They kind of have to call it as they see it. So when the CBO points this out, then they're pointing out, in my view, a very big flaw with the problem. Of course, that's why I'm supporting the Cornyn Amendment, which is known as the Results Amendment. And basically, what it would do is it would ensure that before we really embark on this, we enforce the border, we make sure that we have a system where we can keep illegals out for a change. The whole thrust of immigration reform is that we can tighten up control. And if we're willing to do that, there are a number of us who are willing to say, okay, bring these people out of the shadows now that we've got the border secure and give them some sort of status where they can live without having to hide. But that's not going to work unless we have a system that is absolutely guaranteed, and that our people back home in Mississippi can feel comfortable is actually going to work for a change. We've been through this before. Some well-meaning people back in the 80s, including President Ronald Reagan, passed an immigration bill, and they said they're going to enforce the border then. Well, it turns out we didn't. So we know what they say. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. So we are determined not to be fooled twice, and that's why
I think the trust issue is the main issue, Senator.
Appeal, because it would ensure that we have that enforcement working well before we even move toward this legal status.
I think part of this credibility issue that you raise of, fool me once, fool me twice, a lot of people just don't trust Washington. And with the NSA scandals, the IRS scandals, the Benghazi scandal, kind of the whole host of issues, it's understandable why nobody would trust what they say they're going to do in Washington. Are you confident that the triggers in place, both in terms of the border security and the fact that illegals would have to, quote, pay back taxes, there are a lot of critics that are saying that under the back tax plan, they're actually going to get money under the earned income tax credit, that we're going to be paying money to people who've been here illegally working, and they're going to be able to claim tax credits. We're actually going to be paying money to these people under the scheme that these guys have set up.
That's not one of my major objections to the bill, but my major objection is just this flood of legal immigration coming across the border. With no fence completed, with no ability to be able to say 100% that we've got 100% situational awareness. That's my main objection. If we get that fixed, And if there is someone in the country who's here under legal status, I'd give that person the same deductions that anybody else working for a living has. The earned income credit doesn't bother me as much as it does some people. What bothers me is that this is still a very porous concept. And I'll tell you what else.
Your colleague.
We're not getting the cooperation from the majority leader on the Senate side. You know, if he wants to have an issue, he's got himself an issue. If he wants to get a bill, then there needs to be some give and take with the conservatives in the Senate and give us some assurance that this is not going to be like the last time. And it just seems to me that Harry Reid, he's not even giving us up or down votes. And as of this hour, 11:23, on a Wednesday morning, we don't even have any assurance that Harry Reid is going to give us a vote on the Cornyn Amendment, which is the major protection that we'd like to see. So it seems to me, as we move further and further now, we're a week and a half into the process, that this is not going to be a bill I can support, that Harry Reid is not willing to make the moves that would give a large consensus and give the American people the assurance that this system is going to be fixed.
Your colleague, Senator McCain, yesterday voted against building the fence that he ran commercials saying, build the dang fence, just a few years ago. And that's, again, it's just mind-boggling some of the stuff these people are doing. Senator Roger Wicker, always good to visit with you, my friend. Keep up the great work. And
All right.
Keep the fight, man.
Hang in there. Glad to talk with you.
We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, Senator. We are going to be back in a moment. We'll get more of your calls, more of your comments.